Now, where actually are we? Millions of years ago, there was water here, sea. And then at some point, the sea retreated, creating the Danube, which was surrounded by a wetland landscape known in German as Au, spelled A-U. The retreating sea left behind fertile soil, which is why there have been gardens here for so long. In the Baroque period, people started coming to stay here for the summer, amongst them foreign ambassadors from near and far. Now the Augarten Park lies in the municipal district of Leopoldstadt. 4 centuries ago, the wetlands were an imperial hunting reserve. Then Emperor Leopold I liked the Augarten so much that he bought a palace here, which he called the Favorita, but it burned down during the Turkish siege. One part of it remains, the long wall you can see when you look towards the anti-aircraft tower. On part of the ruined Favorita, Emperor Leopold's successor, Joseph I, built a grand summer house and surrounded it with gardens laid out in strict geometrical patterns. The idea was to create a unity between architecture and nature, with everything in the latest French style that was all the rage at the time. 3 emperors later, Joseph II opened the Augarten to the public, for all people. That was in 1775. In the centenary year, 1875, the park was praised in a newspaper article as a place of recreation for the Viennese, who were clearly just as plagued by the stress as they are today. "The Augarten offers an abundance of shade," it read, "and is free of dust. Its dark greenery is a soothing balm for eyes strained by bright light reflected 1,000 times over. It was a refuge from the heat of the city and the dust of the busy streets." Believe it or not, pineapples and peaches were cultivated in greenhouses here, even in Joseph II's time, and later palm trees. For celebrations and festivities, the fruits were commonly used to make ice cream, which was refrigerated with ice brought from the Danube in winter and kept in special cellars. But let's have a closer look at Joseph I's pleasure building, which you are standing right in front of now. It is broad and low, with large windows to let in ample light and warmth. It was obviously a place for the summer, looking out on broad expanses of green, a maison de plaisance, a place for relaxation and pleasure. Joseph I commissioned the famous painter Andrea Pozzo to decorate the interior of the north wing for use as a dining hall. Under Joseph II, it became a restaurant, which is what it is now, and was frequented by the nobility, the moneyed middle class, and artists. It was always a place for festivities and celebrations. During the Congress of Vienna, for example, it hosted the biggest picnic ever. As the evening drew on, there was much sighing in the avenue of sighs, and then the night sky was illuminated with a splendid show of fireworks. For balls held at the Augarten, tickets could be purchased for 5 florins at an art dealer's on the Graben. The balls began at 8:30 with a stream of horse-drawn carriages bringing the ball-goers along streets specially lit for the occasion. And when the sun rose over the Danube, the carriages returned to take the night birds home again. Many great musicians played or conducted their works in the hall, most notably Mozart, Beethoven, and members of the Strauss family. And the Habsburgs had always been very musical. When Joseph II stayed at the Augarten, he could be heard playing the spinet in the villa that he built there as his retreat. Now we fast forward some 140 years. Men and women in white coats are seen heading out into the park in the midday sun. Then they sit down by the flower beds, take out pencil and paper, and start drawing. When they have finished, they disappear behind the gates and return to the hall. What has happened? On May 2, 1924, the newly founded Augarten Porcelain Manufactory had officially opened its doors to the public. After being used as a military sick bay in the First World War, the hall building had been standing empty, waiting for a new purpose. Today, the porcelain is not produced in the historic building, but in a more recent extension built behind it. And the original Augarten kiln, now disused, is the centerpiece of the Augarten Porcelain Museum. Vienna porcelain has always been admired for its painted decoration and gilding. And the Vienna porcelain paste is, as the artists say who work with it today, musical. That is to say, it is elastic and supple, making a perfect vehicle for virtuoso work and fine details. Simply musical, which fits Vienna and the Augarten. Initially, the production process involved only around 30 staff, but later in the 20th century, there were sometimes more than 100 painters at a time. Today, the manufacturing staff has returned to roughly its original size. Every piece of Augarten porcelain passes through the hands of true artisans. The sphere of production is small but refined, which creates the perfect conditions for craftsmanship and individuality. You can go on a guided tour around the manufactory and admire Vienna porcelain in the showrooms and museum, right here in Schloss Augarten.